Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Joe Cocker bringing us back. 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there when you get a chance. David Gage is represented there. He's deposited in a very impressive body of work with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust for the last more than 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the Partnership Charter. He's the founder of BMC Associates. And we're talking about mediation. David, in the past, when I've talked about mediation with our other experts, it's always been about external issues. Meaning, and when I say external, it could have been mediation among partners, which you might say, well, that's internal, but really, the expectation of the resolution was really making it external, meaning that when this thing's all over with, the people probably weren't going to come together again. So it was as if they were outside looking in, so to speak. But what you're talking about, or if you and I were not business partners, but we had a contractual relationship we needed to resolve or whatever, and we'd mediate because of that, and when it was over, we'd accept what happened, and I'd go my way, you'd go your way. But you're talking about mediation in what I call inside the four walls.
Definitely.
And if you're good, if you're lucky, if things turn out right, the expectation is that maybe these two people will do an about face and go back to their work.
Exactly, because we're talking about situations, or we're talking about a situation in companies today where in the U.S. millions of individual job terminations and also resignations are occurring, and very often it's because people just aren't getting along with someone else.
Well, here's the thing, David. You're one of my managers. You've been with me a long time. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit difficult to deal with. You frankly, you know, I rely on you. I need you. I'm not going to do without you, because you're very important to me. But I know you can be a little bit of a hard guy to work for. And there's this other person who's not been around as long. They've got promise, and I hoped that they would one day become you, so to speak.
Right.
But there's a conflict.
It's exactly that.
And if I don't have, if I don't do some mediation, then am I going to fire you? I don't think so. I'm going to fire the other person.
Right. Exactly.
Or allow it to stand and then poison the whole operation.
Yep. So one of the reasons why I thought about talking about this, Jim, was just last week, Friday, I was called by an HR person at a local accounting firm. Not a huge accounting firm, but they have a marketing director. And that marketing director took over from somebody else, and there was an employee working there. And she had quite a bit of she was doing a lot. And then the new marketing director came on board, and he's in charge of her, and her duties were reduced, and she didn't like it. And so they've gotten in a really bad way. Now, the accounting firm really likes the marketing director, but they don't want to just dump this other employee and say, okay, you're having problems with your director, so we're going to get rid of you. No, they don't want to do that. So if they can resolve this, they're actually going to save themselves a lot of money.
Are you able to come in, and of course, by bringing in a third party like you and your team, then the owner can kind of wash their hands and go and continue to march and say, okay, you guys solve this with David and his guys, and let me know how it turns out. And because we just don't like getting into that.
Yeah.
Because if we get involved, there's a pretty good chance somebody's going to be fired.
Oh, yeah. And they've had
if the owner hard. If the owner gets involved, pretty good chance somebody's going to lose a job.
Yes. And they've had the HR director try to resolve it, too, and she hasn't quite been able to do it. But I suspect that we can get in there, and because we're outsiders...
Well, you're professionals at this job. I mean, see, that's the thing about the owners or the HR director. This is not what we're good at. It's, it annoys the heck out of us. We don't want to be involved in it. It's, why can't, you know, it's just like, you, like you're talking to teenagers. Why don't you guys just get along? You know, go to your rooms.
Right.
It's that's the way it is. And so you guys are able to come in, and what are you able to quickly say, okay, let's get the petty stuff off the table and deal with the substance?
Well, sometimes, Jim, it really is just, I mean, people don't want to admit this, but it is just the petty stuff. So we're going to go in.
Though there is no substance. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes there isn't a lot of substance. Sometimes it's, you know, what we call interpersonality conflicts or personal values.
Hey, hey, David, you know, I've told you what the problem with humanity is, haven't I?
Yes.
The
yes.
Humans.
The humans, exactly. It's so awful that that gets in the way.
I know. So how do you deal with this petty stuff?
But we put people together and we say, okay, look, you're both here. You both agreed to come, because almost always people agree to sit down with somebody, and they appreciate that these kinds of resources are being leveraged for their benefit. So we sit down with both of them together and we say, we're going to talk this out and we're going to see if we can get a resolution. Then we sit down with each person individually and find out what's really going on. And people usually open up very quickly. And we also do a little testing with personal styles and values that's helpful to them and to us. And then we get into a back and forth, sometimes meeting together with them to talk through things and sometimes pulling them apart separately, having little caucus sessions. And we're always working.
And are you, have you been successful with these, where the people would actually wind up working well together?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Sometimes. Give us that website. Give us that website, Dave.
Sure.
Your website.
Oh, it's bmcassociates.com.
Check it out, folks. There's this may be the most important website you've visited in a long time. So see what David and his team have to offer. Tintail, right back after these messages. More on internal media.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.